Scenes from the motor camp. When I woke up, you'd gone to the movies and left me a strange-looking biscuit packaged in cellophane beside the bed. We lived in a bus that went nowhere, plugged into a motor camp on the outskirts of town. I didn't know what I was hungry for, and the biscuit tasted like sawdust. My man likes to shave me. He likes his woman clean, clean like a kitty. No hair, no mess. You read books? I watch the telly. I've seen Barney, the purple fucking dinosaur. ABC, come play with me. Yeah, Barney's all right. You put Mimi on your face. Straight Mimi. That'll clear that shit right up. Ask my man. My man knows everything. Turn up the music, sweetheart. I can hear the neighbours. Daisy loves ponies. Daisy loves the sea. Daisy is the reason you won't come back to me. You try living in a bus that a dirty grey river rat has decided to call home. I heard him. I heard the little fucker eating the plastic lid off the peanut butter jar. Don't believe that cartoon stuff about mice and rats and cheese. It's peanut butter, man. Peanut butter every time. One of the happiest moments of my life was seeing that rat trapped, his head twisted almost off, his body snapped down the centre, get thrown into the mighty Maitai to float and sink and dissolve. The day was heavy with cloud, threatening another downpour. From our makeshift bed, I watched the neighbours shake out their carpet squares and poke wet leaves from their canopies. I must have fallen asleep again by the time you finally came home. The half-eaten biscuit abandoned on the floor, the pamphlet from the hospital face down on the pillow.